99.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. And MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
Hey, VOA, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 16th of March. It is 58 degrees on our way to, well, near 60 by about noon, and then temperatures will be on the decline, plummeting to the upper 30s by 5 o'clock this afternoon when the winds switch from the south to the north and continue to blow. We may see a little sleet out there this afternoon, too. We are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Jackie Morris of Dynamic Desk. She is their events coordinator and is in charge of community outreach. And Jackie is outreaching with us this morning. Jackie, how are you?
Hey, Jackie.
Good. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right. This isn't exactly weather that you like to have, but,
No.
Hopefully the weather does improve for the Monkey Island Open, which is coming up here very soon.
Yes, I hope so. It's always a chilly event, but it usually warms up throughout the day, so fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. When is Monkey Island open? And talk a little bit about registration procedures for everybody.
Okay, so Monkey Island Open is next weekend, the 25th and the 26th. It is full right now, but you can still get on the wait list. And I've been seeing the wait list move a lot the last week, just because, you know, people find out they can't play anymore. But it is the 25th and the 26th. It's at Peter Pan Park, and they are two rounds each day. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Lots of disc golf.
Two rounds each day. When do they start? What time of the day do they start?
We will start at 9 a.m. for the first round for both days, and then the second round is usually about 1 o'clock. It just kind of depends on, because we have to give them an hour for lunch.
Gotcha. Are there going to be any major changes coming here to the Peter Pan Park course?
We do play 20 holes instead of 18, so we actually add an extra hole and two extra holes, but one was really fun is the amphitheater shot. So you actually get to throw onto the amphitheater at Peter Pan Park.
So how many holes are on the Peter Pan Park course?
Just 18.
There's 18, okay, gotcha.
There's 18, so we add two extra so we can play 20 holes that day.
Gotcha. And this kind of starts, and I know we're kind of looking ahead, but this really starts the year locally here for Dynamic Discs when it comes to activities. And I wanted to ask you, Jackie, kind of how the planning for, say, Monkey Island Open helps with the other activities that you got coming up, you know, versus the event specific planning, say, coming up for, you know, GBO and DDO.
The planning is definitely a little different, but it is helpful because it just reminds me of the basics that we need for an event. Since it is smaller, and the more larger events, obviously they kind of have all the extra, but to it, you know, like maybe a bleacher on hole one or different things like that for our pro events. But they definitely help remind me of like the basics and just how exciting these events are for disc golfers.
All right. So the Monkey Island Open coming up in just a little over a week, and so I guess the next large event, would that be the Glass Blown Open then, Jackie?
Yes, and that is at the end of April, the 28th through the 30th.
So how are entries shaping up there?
Good. We are over halfway full. There are still spots available, and it is an amateur-only event. We are just kind of shining the spotlight on all amateurs. Looking forward to getting them a really cool player pack and then playing four of the courses here in Emporia, Kansas.
So this basically sounds like it's not only just like an amateur spotlight, but it kind of sounds like an amateur recruitment event too.
Kind of in a way. Just trying to get more amateurs out there to play and just give them the experience that professionals usually get.
You mentioned the player pack. We always have to ask what's in it, even though we know what the answer is going to be. But so I'm gonna do the obligatory ask. What's going to be in the player pack?
It is going to be a secret, but every year we do offer some really great items, discs, apparel, sometimes a bag, and just some other cool items. So I think they'll still really enjoy it. But yes, it's always a secret. We want it to be a surprise.
Okay, fine.
All right, Jackie, Dynamic Disc Open. That's another huge event you have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one is coming up in June. I think it's just 8 weeks after the Glasgow Open. We are really looking forward to working with the Disc Golf Pro Tour, and we will have the pros compete at the Emporia Community Club that weekend.
Okay.
Yes, so that one is just professionals. If you want to come watch, you do have to buy a spectator pass, and all those are available on Eventbrite. Or you can volunteer. So reach out to me, and we'll get you a front row seat. You just got to do a little work for us.
So are we looking at a block parties for any of these events, Jackie, downtown?
Yes, yes. Partnering with Main Street, and they're helping us out. As always, they do a phenomenal job. But there will be a Glasgow Open block party on April 29th and then a Dynamic Discs Open block party on June 17th. And we are hoping to have a lot of food trucks there, trying to work with some of the local businesses, too, on maybe having some kid-friendly activities and then, of course, disc golf vendors.
How many disc golfers are you at least looking at having here for these three events? You can break it down individually or you can kind of lump them together, but how many disc golfers are going to be taking part in what Emporia has to offer here through the summer months?
So for Monkey Island, we will see 200 players in a couple weekends, and then in the end of April, we'll see about 600 amateurs. And then in June, we'll have 200 pros, but I will anticipate about 2,500 spectators who are usually disc golfers and disc golf enthusiasts. So, you know, between 100 and a couple thousand people we should see over the next 6 months here in Emporia for disc golf events.
Nice.
Man, that is a great turnout. That is a great turnout. And obviously this comes, you know, after the sale of the Dynamic Discs to the base DD and also a Dynamic Distribution to the Venture Capital Groups as announced earlier here this month. What's the mood in here? And I guess how does everything kind of transition as far as the atmosphere from the sale into these upcoming activities?
It's business as normal for us, and I expect to see just kind of more growth, honestly. I know it's kind of a natural progression for, you know, businesses and things like this to happen. So I think the mood is good and just kind of excited to see what Dynamic Disc is able to do with the future.
We are glad to hear the mood is good.
It
is a positive.
Yes.
Well, good. We always appreciate your time. I assume, too, Jackie, that Dynamic Disc will be a part of Freedom Fest coming up in November?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
November 4th, everyone. I think that's the date.
See, Jackie's already got the date down for
that.
The
date is set. I can't even think of
the date. And did you notice? She picked up on that new name out there, the Emporia Community Club, too. She's right on.
I did. Trying to stay on top of it all.
A lot to stay on top of, and you're doing a great job, Jackie. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you have a smooth sailing here for everything that's coming up here through June.
I appreciate that. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
thank
Jackie,
you.
Good
you too.
To talk to you as always. Yeah, Jackie Morris, she's the events coordinator, and she's in charge of community outreach at Dynamic Discs. Chuck?
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots, again, the only available date that we have